Hello, amazing people. This is Philly O'Wirangi, and you are listening to the Badasses Get Litty podcast. I'm Philly O'Wirangi, and I'm a worthiness coach who truly, truly believes that your life gets to be lived completely on your terms. Hello and welcome to Badasses Get Litty. I am Philly O'Wirangi. I'm your worthiness coach who absolutely believes that you get to have it all in all ways, always. Okay, so it is time, drum roll please, for a smackdown, right? Okay, so this is a smackdown just to let you all know that you were born for more. So I've seen so many people settling, so many people come up with excuses, so many people say yes, but I just have to, blah, 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 blah. And that just have to thing that they have to do is not what they have to do. What they have to fucking do is live the life that they want to live, right? And I just want to tell you all, right, that you were born for more. And that there's like so many people settling and so many people choosing to have less in their lives when there's like actually more available to you. And I don't think that people actually get that, right? You don't, like, it's just something that is just so like foreign. It's so like out there that you can actually have more, that you tell yourself that you can't. And that is absolute and total and utter bullshit. I've always wanted to say the word utter. I've never like actually said it out loud. Here's the thing, right? Here's the thing about the thing, about life, about freedom, about going all in, about creating, a life on your terms. And the thing that people don't get is that anyone can have it. And all it takes is just like the decision. And the decision has to be super fucking strong, right? And this vision that, holy shit, I actually get to live the life that I want. I actually get to create a life on my terms. I actually get to be fucking free, right? And we let all of these stories and limiting beliefs and things that society has put on us, like we let that be true. When actually it's not. Whatever you decide to be true is what is true, right? Also, who likes my drink bottle? I just got a new one from Kmart. I thought it was really cool. I went in to get chocolate at Kmart, and then I came out with a drink bottle as well, which is really awesome. So that is the truth, right? The truth is that you came here today. You were born out of your mother's vagina, or maybe cut open through her stomach if she had a cesarean, either way. But you came into this world already formed as like this fucking magical, wondrous little being, right? And then to kind of grow up into like an adult and being like, oh, actually, even though like I'm here by a fucking miracle, I don't get to live the life that I want, and I just get to like be sad and stress out and choose to do things that don't really align with how I want to roll, right? What a big, like, I just feel like that's a big fuck you to everything, right? It's a big fuck you to the world. It's a big fuck you to your mum for fucking pushing you out of her vagina, if that's what happened, or for cutting her stomach open and bringing you into the world. And then for some people then to like grow up and come into adults and be like, oh no, I'm just gonna fucking like bullshit my life away, right? Hey Stacey, who's with me on that? Like, I just think that's a big fuck you to everything. It's like, okay, I don't get to have more. I don't get to be more. I'm just going to be like this little thing in the corner, and nobody's going to look at me, and nobody's going to see me, and I'm just going to like fade away into the distance. Lauren, amen. totally. And I think about that all the time. Like, we only have like this life here, like on Earth right now. Whether these other lives afterwards, like we get to just decide if that's, you know, if that's whatever you want to believe about that. But we just have this life here. And why don't we just fucking live it fully? why don't we just fucking decide, I'm going to do what I want, when I want, how I want, and I'm going to have fun, and I'm going to live, and I'm going to play. And even though I'm an adult, doesn't mean I don't get to have fun anymore, doesn't mean I don't get to play. Right? And this is just what we get to do. We fucking get to live life. And I love being an adult so fucking much. So like, I live now back in my hometown where I grew up, and I left here when I was like 18. But now that I've come back, like 10 years later, 19 is when I left. Yeah, now that I've come back like 10 years later, I'm like, fuck, it's so amazing being an adult. Like, when I was a kid, like, I couldn't just do whatever I wanted, obviously, because we're kids and, like, it's illegal to do what we want when we want all the time. And we had, like, parents telling us what to do, right? But now that I'm an adult, I'm like, holy shit, like, I get to fucking do everything. I don't have any rules anymore. I don't have, well, I have parents, but I don't have, you know, people telling me what to fucking do anymore. Like, holy shit, I get to make my own rules. I get to live how I want. I get to like create my own fucking reality, right? I get to like stay up all night and my mum's not gonna come in my room and ground me because I'm still awake, right? I get to go and travel the world and I don't have to ask my parents for money. Like, I get to just get to do whatever, and I get to just like decide that I want more money. So I go out and I don't go out, I just stay home and play on my laptop and my phone and then make more money, right? We have like all of these opportunities available to us. Oh, I just saw you sent me a voice message, Charlotte. Are you still watching? We have all of these opportunities like here available to us now that we're fucking adults. And most humans are just pissing it all away. And that's kind of annoying. It really annoys me. Because like I know because I know that there's more to life, and I'm like, yay, we get to play, we get to do all the things, we get to make money for being ourselves. Awesome. But then when I see people that are not doing that, when I see people that are just so fucking stuck in their ways and so stuck in following all of the rules of like what other people tell you that you have to do, like that annoys me. The thing is that like we're all awesome at being ourselves. We just like forget. We just forget that we are who we are. Right? And so we just get to fucking remember who we are. And we get to remember that we're powerful. And then like, you know, for me, I'm like, well, if I show up as myself, if I just fully be myself in every way, and then my kids see that, like, and I just let them be themselves and do as they please. Bloody Easton was wearing like one like long orange woolly sock with his black gum boots. He had a white like singlet on and this like his crazy hat on. Like, he looked bloody ridiculous. He was so funny, and like that's what he insisted on wearing today, which was like crazy. But like, I asked him very nicely, but he wouldn't listen, to take that bloody sock off. But he just wouldn't do it. He was just so silly. He wanted to wear the one long as like fluffy fucking orange sock. And I was like, well, at least put two orange socks on. But he wouldn't do it, right? But if we like start like putting them in the boxes now, right, for our kids, like if we start putting them in the boxes and say, no, you can't wear that, you can't do that, you have to speak like this, like make sure you behave and, you know, do all of the right things when we're out, then that just like conditions them. And that's why so many adults today, they're just like, they just won't go out of the box, they just won't be themselves, because they've been so fucking conditioned from childhood to follow the rules and to toe the line and to do all of the things that people tell them to do, right? And so then when they get into adulthood, they have to fucking reverse all of the bullshit and then find who they are again. Right, so that's like what we have to do as adults now, is we have to like reverse all of the like years of conditioning and shit that we've been through, But then if you get to just be that person now, and if you start working on being yourself again and like really showing up and like allowing yourself to have more and to do more and to be more, and then just being that role model for your kids and just letting them do the thing, they were just totally transforming like the entire world, right? And we do it through ourselves first, and then our kids are watching, and then they grow up and then they be themselves and fully express, and then it keeps going on for generations and generations. So I feel like this is like the best time right now, because it's now, to just really focus on that, and just focus on being yourself, and just focus on fucking being more, to doing more, and to showing yourself, to showing the people that you're wanting to make it an impact on, to showing your kids, to showing your clients or whoever, that they get to be more, and that it's totally okay, right? It's totally fine for them to do. So I'm gonna get going and pick up other kids from school. I hope that from right now you go ahead and you continue your day just being yourself and showing up, and maybe even give yourself a task or a challenge, or I'll give it for you right now. And how do you get to show more people who you really are? Right? So what does that look like? What do you get to do now to show more people who you really are? Go ahead and do that, whether that's a live stream or writing a post or just putting up a photo of like who you actually are. The parts of you that you think that people don't want to see, or that's not relevant or not important, like just let people know who that is. All right, I'm gonna get going. Catch you all later. Bye.